On RN, I'm Sarah Kanoski, and you're listening to a special Easter Rising edition of Books and Arts. Gillian Russell holds the Jerry Higgins Chair in Irish Studies at the University of Melbourne. Welcome to Books and Arts, Gillian. Easter Rising has been called the Poets' Revolution, and many of the people involved were poets, they were playwrights. What sort of literary tradition did they come out of?
The late 19th century is particularly important for what's known as the kind of Irish literary revival. And literature, art in general, theatre and visual art, were used as a way of trying to forge national consciousness. And there's, for example, there's a growing interest in the Irish language and the literary tradition, like what's broadly contributing to what's known as cultural nationalism, that's very much tied in with like political nationalism as well. And the theatre in particular, I think, is really important. In 1899, we get the formation of the Irish Literary Theatre by Lady Augusta Gregory and W.B. Yeats. And also the formation of the Abbey Theatre in 1904, which is like it's the de facto national theatre of Ireland, of course.
And I guess theatres are really interesting because they, of course, allow the staging of plays, which looks at issues, looks at myths,
yes,
but also just
indeed
provide a social meeting place for people to come together and have conversations, which might be about art or might be about political revolution.
Yes, well, theatre like was an important kind of meeting place, you could say, a place of kind of political organisation, of exchange of ideas and so on. And quite a few of like the performers and writers and so on associated with the Abbey Theatre were involved in the Rising. Artists are not just kind of commenting on the Rising from afar, but are kind of actively involved in it. Actually, when the Rising began on Easter Monday, some observers thought that it was an amateur theatre production.
Truly?
Yes, yeah. You know, when Pierce kind of read the proclamation, that it was like almost like a playbill or
performance art.
Yeah. So I think we could see the Rising as political performance art of the highest order. That's not trivialising it, because the rebels were very self-consciously kind of writing and performing, you could say, a republic into being.
It's a symbolic act as much as a political one.
Yeah, very much so. So you could say perhaps that the greatest literary work of the Rising is actually the proclamation itself, which is a kind of, you know, prose poem in a sense. Yeah.
You mentioned Gillian Yeats, and he's such a significant literary figure associated with the Easter Rising. And earlier, you know, when he was working with Lady Gregory in the theatre, they wrote together this play, Kathleen Ni Houlihan. Why is it important?
Well, it was first performed in 1902. It's actually set in the 1798 rebellion, so it's a kind of historical drama. And the centenary of that rebellion in 1898 had actually been very important in kind of stimulating nationalist politics and feeling. So it's basically a propaganda play. It's a call to young men to go out and kind of restore Ireland's lost independence and national characters. It's completely explicit in that aim. And it was like performed at the Abbey just a few weeks before the Rising itself. And actually one of the performers in it, Sean Connolly, actually participated in the Rising and was killed, you know. So again, a sign of the kind of fusion of theatre and literature and politics that we see in the Rising.
And Yeats reflected on his own responsibility in a later poem, I think, Man and Echo, where he writes the lines, "Did that play of mine send out certain men the English shot?"
Yes. So responsibility and is, in a sense, what literature can do, what writing can do, is something that you know, Yeats was very struck by in responding to the Rising as a whole.
And it was again Yeats, after the 1916 Rising, who wrote what became perhaps the quintessential literary work connected with this moment in Irish history, the poem Easter 1916.
Yes. that poem's kind of written, it's written in September 1916, like in the aftermath of it. And Yeats actually draws her attention to that at the end of the poem. But it wasn't published until 1920, actually. And the State Library of Victoria exhibition about the Rising actually has the, will be displaying the first kind of Irish edition of that poem. But it, that would have meant that in 1920, you know, contemporaries were reading the poem in the light of the aftermath of 1916, particularly the War of Independence.
Is it something that, that was read at the time or read now as a, as a commemoration of 1916? Or it, it seems to be quite a complex poem, like much of Yeats's work. There are different things happening within
yes.
that work.
It's an incredibly complex poem. I mean, just to reflect perhaps on like two of the most famous lines, you know, all changed, changed utterly, a terrible beauty is born. And that, like, especially the phrase a terrible beauty has become so identified with the significance of the Rising and shaped the perception of it. But I think that one of the words there that I find really interesting is utterly, which like obviously means it's been, it's changed Ireland totally and completely, but it also comes from the verb to utter, to speak or to publish. So I think Yeats is reflecting there on how the rebels had transformed themselves through a performance that was a form of speaking. So again, it comes back to the drama of the Rising itself. In that sense, they had uttered the personality of their country, not through art, but through politics. And I think Yeats is kind of dazzled by that, that politics had become the supreme art, you know, that, that in a way the poem is paying homage to. But he also, you know, realises, like, in a sense that it's also unfinished business and the actual outcome is still uncertain and fraught and very profound.
This is Books and Arts on RN. I'm Sarah Knoski, and you're listening to our special Good Friday edition where we're looking at the centenary of the 1916 Rising in Ireland. And I'm speaking with Gillian Russell, who is a Professor of Irish Studies at Melbourne University, looking at the role that literature played in the Rising and subsequently in the way that the Rising is imagined, remembered in Ireland. Gillian, of course, not everybody in Ireland supported the Rising. What
yes,
writers have
true.
Had a less romantic view or a less heroic view of the Rising?
Well, the other really important work of literature is Seanan Casey's play, The Plough and the Stars, which was first performed at the Abbey Theatre in 1926. Now, that's just 10 years after the Rising, and the play shows how quickly, in a way, that the 1916 Rising become mythologized and romanticized. And what O'Casey is doing is he's very bravely kind of critiquing that. So he represents the Rising from the perspective of bystanders, like the indirectly victims of it, particularly women. And I think that play also questions whether the Rising actually changed the reality of the daily life of Dubliners, like their social conditions, you know. And it also highlights the fact that, you know, not everyone was in support of it in Dublin at the time. And through the character of Bessie Burgess in the play, who's a Dublin working class unionist, and she's a supporter of the monarchy, and her son is actually fighting in the trenches at the time in the First World War. She actually gets killed in the play. Mm. So I think in that sense, it depicts the randomness and also the stupidity of violence that, you know, I come from Northern Ireland and grew up during the Troubles. And I think that aspect of the play really resonates with me in terms of anticipating the experience of the Troubles in a way. So it's a very brave play for O'Casey to write at that time. And it's actually, there's a revival on it is on at the moment in Dublin by the Abbey, which is very appropriate. But I think it affirms its status as a not just a classic of Irish theatre, but also of world literature.
Indeed, it's an amazing play. It's so funny and it's so bitter at the same time. And as you say, to have been written so quickly after this momentous event in the history of Sean O'Casey's country shows an extraordinary courage, I think. And he's a very interesting figure because he was working class and he was a Protestant.
Yes, his loyalties or sympathies were very much with socialism, which is like another strand of the very complex kind of web of political affiliations, interests that kind of contributed to the rising. So in that sense that like he's exploring how perhaps the dream of a better Ireland that's actually present in the proclamation wasn't realised. And I think that's something that still kind of resonates today.
Gillian Russell, thank you so much for being my guest on Books and Arts.
Thank you, Sarah.
And that brings us to the end of our exploration of the Easter Rising of 1916 on Books and Arts. I hope you found it as interesting as we did. Let us know your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, abc.net.au/rn, at the Books and Arts page. And you can listen there to any of the interviews again or share them with a friend. We've also got details on our site of the conference that's being held in Melbourne and a whole host of other special events happening with this 100th anniversary. I'm Sarah Kanoski. Thanks also to Michael Cathcart and the rest of the Books and Arts team. Executive producer Michelle Rayner, producers Kate Evans, Anna Frey-Taylor, Claire Nichols, Fiona Gruber and Georgia Moody. Let's finish with our house band for today's show.
This is the Rambling Boys. We are the Rambling Boys and we're playing at the National Folk Festival in Canberra this weekend. So come along and say hello. We'll leave you with a set of tunes called Why Johnny. Have a great Easter, everyone, and we'll see you in Canberra.
Rambling Boys with you on Books and Arts. Radio Tonic is up after ABC News. I'll be with you at 2 tomorrow for the best of the week of Books and Arts. I'll catch you then. Enjoy the rest of your day with RN.